Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he the sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper.
Yo, Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach Lane and Rattlesnake spin straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we are. Lewis and Zach are back live here at the Gas Digital Studios in the East Village. Yes, we started on time, you cuck fucking suckers. I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Lewis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico.
That's me.
Hell yeah. Shout out to everyone watching live on gasdigital.com. Everyone in the racist live chat right now calling me gay and all that other stuff. Make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. It's the number one way to support the shows here on the network. Uncensored, ad-free, pre-release on all the episodes. An on-demand library that is, I mean, you know, maybe more, you know, fucking intensive than most other platforms. I don't know who has more content that's uncensored and ad-free than the Gas Digital Library. Thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of shows. You can go back to the very beginning of our entire journey together on Lewis and Zach, Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, all these other shows. And plus you get bonus material. We do a Friday show just for subscribers every Friday. We have a great show planned. Great show planned. Use that promo code LAZ. And you guys will save some cash and you'll unlock a bunch of episodes and get a bonus show every week. Also two incredible guests on the show today, from Tim Butterly's show Field Trippin' and Dad Meat, the great Tim Butterly back on the show. Very excited.
What up? Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's good to be here.
Thank you for being here, my good friend Tim Butterly. And also from Noah's Paints, I don't know. What is this? Is this your podcast?
It's an arts and craft show I do.
Okay. Noah is here. Noah's fucking here.
You would love doing it. It's such fun.
Noah's the man. I got to hang out with Noah recently. Yeah. We went to a nice little fucking late night drink spot.
Yeah, it was wine and dined us.
You wine and dined in 69 us.
I did. I did wine and dine you guys.
That was crazy. I finally understood what it was like to be a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, "Doggy, you gotta come to Shinji's." Yeah. And I said, "Okay." He said, They have these cocktails you would not believe. And I was like, I bet you all believe them. He's like, they have this hand rolled caviar roll. It's $100. I went, whoa, that's pretty expensive, yeah, man. But he was also with his girlfriend, so he was like, he was with a lady. Sorry, dude. What even are we?
You know.
And he's like, it was after Story Wars, Legion of Skanks, or whatever, and I thought it was like a courtesy invite. Like, I thought it was like, I'm getting out of here to get pussy. Here's a soft invite so that I don't seem like I'm just bailing on you guys.
No.
And then he texted us. He said, "I'm at the spot. Come to Shinji's." And we walked over and Noah looks like a fucking injured dock worker, yeah, and I'm a grown up autist. And we walk in and it's like a tiny... like a place you would see on like Business Insider, like, yeah, this bar is serving blah, 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 blah. And they come to your table and they do this whole elaborate, they fucking cut a pineapple open and there's dry ice and the smoke coming out, yeah, of it. And he was like, you got to try. He's running the fucking menu, dude. And
I love that.
$65 cocktails. And he goes, dude, you got to get the Tropicana. It looks like the orange on the Tropicana.
It looks like the orange with the straw.
And I and you know what was so fucked up? I was like, I've always wanted to jam a straw into that orange. And I said, I'll take two of those, please. And the guy comes over with a tray. It's a different tray for each drink. And it's a whole, it was hibachi. It was fucking hibachi.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, babe, should he get the caviar roll? Dog, you've ever had caviar? I said, no, I've never tried it. He's never had caviar.
babe, he's never had caviar.
Like, man, I guess I
then you ordered it, and then he whispered, and you went,
that was $110.
$110. $110 caviar roll. How good was it,
though? The bill was fucking $1,000.
How good was the caviar roll?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Now, would I ever spend $100 on that? No.
One day you will.
I don't think
one day you will.
I don't see to my future.
You'll be trying to impress some bitch. Well,
and there's my point, was the fact that he spent that on us.
Yeah,
I finally got into a woman's brain where I was just like, whoa, does anyone care about me more than Lewis?
You could have taken all of us home.
Incredible.
Yeah. No. Look, it was worth the blowjob you gave me in the bathroom afterwards. So that's pretty sick. No,
that's where the $100 is actually going.
Doggy, I love you, and I wanted you guys to come over and have some drinks with us.
It was a great time.
Cool little experience. That spot is dope. It's like there's like 10 or 12 seats in the place, and it's just fucking
ultra exclusive.
Yeah, super exclusive.
Call ahead.
Yeah, really fun.
Insisting that the bartender throw the liquid nitrogen against the wall. He said, we actually can't do that.
Yeah, he's like, we're not allowed to do it anymore. It's very expensive to waste.
The dry ice
nitrogen
budget's getting out of fucking control, man. The manager hates it.
We had a great time, though, and I fucking I love hanging out with you guys.
No, can I say that the hat activates the Mexicanness of your mustache?
Yeah, I've gone as Cheech many a Halloween.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It paints a picture.
Does it not do it with the hat off? Hat off, what does it get?
Hat off is Indian.
Hat off is Indian.
Hat off is tech support. Hat off, tech support, hat on cheese.
What is your fucking ethnicity, Noah?
Irish and Italian.
Irish and Italian, yeah.
Mario brother.
Ew. That was the last thing I would have guessed was Irish and Italian.
Irish and Italian. I guess I can see Italian. Russian even.
Yeah. I can see Italian, but not Irish at all.
Yeah, my dad's Irish. My mom's Italian.
Yeah, you're a fucking, you got definitely Mexican fucking cholo vibes.
Yeah, I think it's the mustache, really. The mustache started the last like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
No, you have a Mexican chin.
Really?
Yeah, your bottom half of your face is Mexican.
I think I'm just a little fat.
No, that's not it. No? Then I'd be really Mexican. I'd be the most Mexican man alive.
No, I think it's the way you're always napping against a truck tire.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
dude. Que sueño.
Yeah. Is that you're always drinking a tall boy out of a paper bag while sitting in the bodega for some reason.
He's always hanging out in the parking lot of a fucking hardware store.
I'm always trying to show you nudes looking on my phone.
That you took of someone else's phone.
I screenshotted on Instagram.
We got to get you a high-vis apron.
Ooh, I'd love one.
Look, I'll come do your fucking arts and crafts show. What do? You just you pick a different project each time?
Yeah, we let the guests decide for the most part. We give them some ideas, and then we're like, oh, do you want to do anything specific? And then me and Dylan Smith, my co-host, the producer of TBS.
Nice.
We like write bits for it. It's a pretty scripted show.
Okay.
We like have pre-planned bits. It's like an hour. It's a good time.
I want to make a vase with you as I sit behind you and we use our hands together.
Ooh, we can make that happen.
Can that happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we get one of those spinning vase things?
Yeah, the fucking potter's wheel.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Arts and craft show. You are a fucking artsy motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that at all.
Of course.
If it was like a burrito truck show, I would understand it. If it was like a fucking any of these other things.
I sell paintings. I'm like the artist.
You are an actual artist.
Yeah, I paint and stuff.
Can we see some of his art, Shannon? I would love to see some.
That's
of
on
it.
The Instagram.
Please.
No, his paint.
You paint during the
yeah,
show.
During TBS, yeah, I paint. Well, you guys were there.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, guys. I don't pay attention to things.
That's okay. You were on the episode we got canceled.
Why? What happened?
Oh, yeah.
The Down syndrome, the super soda.
Dude, that's been showing up in my timeline.
I know.
Again.
I saw my fucking timeline today like a fucking thick-ass Downs bitch. Mm-hmm. This bitch, like, whatever
they're
it was.
They're caking up. Dude, somebody's putting them in my timeline.
Yeah.
Doggy. It might have
me.
Been.
Me.
I might have to look for it right now. And
it might be that I keep searching hot retard.
This bitch. And I show up. That's my website. Yeah, dude. I fucking. Dude, let me try to find this on Facebook real quick. But tell me what happened. Why'd you guys get canceled? What happened?
I mean, not canceled, but definitely not.
People
really
were not really happy
well.
About it. Some guys liked it a lot, and then other people really hated
episode we did with the Super Soda.
It was you guys on there. We were making fun of the Down Syndrome Awareness commercial where it was like, hey, bartender, you think I can't have it? Yeah, and we were making fun of the commercial.
Because it was like, get this Down Syndrome lady drunk and then fuck her.
Right. Yeah. That was the gist of the commercial. Yeah. We were making fun of that, and then like meme pages started posting the clip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
With way more of a reach than I have, and so it's people who don't know that I have like a pure soul and a kind heart, mm-hmm, and they think I just do retard voice.
And I don't speak at all, so it just looks like they're cutting to the commercial again.
Well, it's a beautiful thing about being us. We've been doing this type of shit for so long that people don't even bother. It's like when Kumi writes the N-word on Twitter, nobody's like canceling him forth, like that's what he does, you know? Yeah. Like Legion of Skanks in our world, they're like, yeah, that's what they do. We're not going to fucking even bother. But when nice boys from Philly do it, nice fucking...
People started commenting on
they could smell that you're nice. That's why they would come after you, because they're like, oh, this is a nice boy. Let's actually fuck with
him. And then they go, why would he actually do that? That's terrible.
Yeah, so people started tagging me in the clip, and then people were coming to my page and commenting on pictures of my children.
No.
Yeah.
Your hot children?
My hot children.
They're also good looking.
Fucking taken down, man. They can't see his win. They hate it.
Shannon, I don't know. I can't find this video of this.
There's plenty of them. There's more than one video.
No, this bitch is, I mean this.
Was she like working out?
I would fuck her. I really mean this. No, she's like, she's got big tits and a fucking ass, and she's just doing a little dance and shaking her ass and her thighs. And I was like, what? And then
it's one of those ones that's like, so would you care if I have Down syndrome? But like, you don't make your way up to her face till the third play.
No, a funny person made the video because like then it like cuts to a bunch of like things.
Is
like,
that what we call them now?
It's
funny, funny people.
It's like Shrek like looks up and goes like that at her. And then it cuts to like another, it's like a bunch of reactions to it. It's so fucking funny. Oh man, this bitch is actually legitimately toit. Toyed or Noit, retarded girl edition. We need to just
retarded.
Do it right now.
I want to see it. Retarded. See it. She's
retoyed edition.
Can we find the retweet and see if we think she's toyed?
I got to see this lady. The answer is probably yes.
I'm just looking up hot Down syndrome.
Well, I'll try. Let me. I'll tell you if it's her. I'll never forget her. If it's her, I'll tell you right away. It's her. She's my fucking angel. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. You got to go to like fucking videos, man. Now people are putting them in the chat right now. No, it's not like she's
blonde, right?
I don't know, dude. She was a fucking angel. She's a fucking retarded angel.
I have a great Paco story for you too. When we move on from this,
please.
I'll keep looking.
Yeah. It's been my timeline's had a lot of them lately.
Have you guys been getting
it might, by the way, somebody in the racist live chat said it might be bad AI. It actually could be AI. This chick was so tight that it almost has to be AI. She was thick.
Did she have that face though?
She had a retard face.
Yeah,
but not that bad.
Yeah.
You know the girl I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
It is kind of a spectrum, by the way. Down syndrome is a spectrum.
Yeah.
You got the, you know.
Now some you put sunglasses on and you don't know.
Yeah.
Is it this one?
I think it might be her.
I think I've seen that lately.
I think it might. Yeah, I think this is her.
I'm pretty sure this is AI.
No, that's not.
I never had caviar.
She has fake tits.
Oh, did you say caviar, Ro?
Where's her page?
This is her page? No, this has to be AI.
Please.
It is AI. I heard them talk about it on the bonfire.
Let's see. Go down. I want to see it because there's
We got fooled by AI. Who are the retards?
Man, no, this isn't her. It could be. She's wearing jeans.
Oh, yeah,
in the
that's
video.
The one I saw, the green workout outfit.
Let me see the green workout outfit. Yeah, this is her for sure.
She looks like Josie Marcellino.
Josie wishes.
Oh, fuck. All right, that's
nice
AI.
Gal, though.
Yeah, very sweet.
Great gal. There's Syndrome one. Go down one more, Shannon. It's her in jeans. If you can find it, you can take this off for a minute. Find her. Oh wait, no. Those are the pants right there. They're not jeans. It's those. No. Go to the right.
Oh god.
What the hell?
It's those pants right there. So this is definitely the same girl.
She looks like she got like a door slammed in her face and then she turned Down syndrome. You know, like she was really hot and she got fake tits and everything
for a little while.
There were birds flying around her head.
She tried eating them.
So what happened with Paco?
Well, you know,
is this from the wedding?
Yeah, this is from the wedding.
Yeah, we talked about it on Skanks.
Did you talk about the Paco story?
Yeah, about Paco breaking the lamp.
All right, never mind. I don't have a cool story then. Sorry.
Now Paco's fucking retarded. Paco is a fucking psycho.
Pretty hot though.
He shattered one of a lamp at Alex's like Italian mom's house. That's like, you know, an antique,
a beautiful
worth,
queen's home full of
they spent $400
rich heirlooms and fine china.
The O yelled from that house, shook the fucking foundation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it's full of all her entire Italian family, and they're all like kind of stiff, like, "Hey, how you doing?" And Paco starts roughhousing with the kids and knocks over a $300 vase containing, I think, the ashes of their ancestors.
Oh, Paco's saying no.
Yeah, I know. Well, the story came out later, but he probably didn't do much to make this happen.
He said he leaned into it.
Right.
He, like, backed into it and it fucking fell over.
At the end, he leaned into it. He's like, fuck this lady. It was ugly anyway.
But did they tell you what her dad said?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Don't bring him around anymore?
No, at the end of the day, and by the way, I was trying to impress Alex's dad because he's very, I don't think I saw him smile in the entire weekend we spent together.
Well, she's married to Harrington. If your daughter was married to Harrington, you would permanently
Harrington. That's a reality show.
Child 2 years out of wedlock.
Harrington. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Cornbread Hemp for supporting today's show. Cornbread Hemp makes incredible CBD gummies. So if you're looking for a natural way to relieve aches and discomfort, the CBD gummies from Cornbread Hemp are formulated to work with your body, not against it. I'll tell you right now, they have an incredible, incredible product line. I like the sleep gummies that they have, which are 25 milligrams of CBD, 1 milligram of THC. So they're very, very low THC. I use them to go to sleep at night. But they make you feel better, whether it's stress, discomfort, or just needing a little relaxation. Cornbread Hemp has you covered.
They only use the best part of the hemp plant, the flower, for the purest and most potent CBD. It's formulated to help relieve discomfort, stress, and sleeplessness. And all these products are third-party lab tested and USDA organic to ensure safety and purity. And Lewis, we have a deal for the people.
Right now, you can save 30% on your first order. Just head over to cornbreadhemp.com/LAZ and use the code LAZ at checkout. Once again, that's cornbreadhemp.com/LAZ and use that code LAZ at checkout. All right, where were we?
So he's saying your goodbyes, and then it's just a couple of people left, and he goes, "Hey, Alex, do me a favor and never invite that Indian fella here again."
Indian fella. Oh my god!
Oh, he's frowning. I'm sorry, Paco.
If I see that Gindaloon again,
that Vindaloon.
Well, look, I'm sad because Val Kilmer's dead. That's the only reason why. I almost didn't come into the show today. I was like, Val Kilmer's gone. I can't do it anymore. What a fall from grace. Val Kilmer was so hot back in the day. He was like a Hollywood leading man, handsome, and now he looks like fucking Zach. You see Val Kilmer now?
Yeah, he was terminally
ill. He's dead.
Yeah, but it wasn't just him being terminally ill, right? I think he was like all fucked up on drugs and other things. Pull up pictures of Val Kilmer.
No, I think he was sick.
Just sick?
Yeah.
Is that why he looks? No.
Oh my god.
No, that's sick.
He was sick. He was. He was sick. He was in a wheelchair.
Really?
He looks like Tiny Tim.
He also had throat cancer that he was battling.
From eating too much pussy. Yeah, of course.
Pussy.
I'm terrified of that.
He's never had pussy.
He's never had pussy. What the hell?
But he maintained his spirit the whole time, and that's what people loved the most about him.
And he got one last banger movie in.
MacGruber?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Fucking MacGruber's so fucking funny.
MacGruber came out like 20 years ago, though.
I'll take it. Yeah. It's still pretty new.
It holds up.
You know what doesn't hold up? Willow.
Really?
Willow doesn't hold up.
I keep meaning to go back to that with my children.
Not good. I tried to go back to it with James. He was like, "What the fuck is this? It's terrible."
I've never even heard of Willow.
You never heard of Willow?
Never heard of Willow.
That's crazy.
How's that crazy?
How old are you?
You guys are old. 25.
Okay, but he shouldn't have heard of Willow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willow was the scene where they're chasing the little pig around in the beginning, and then there's a midget doing magic. It had everything.
Whoa. Is it a cartoon?
Midgets, swords.
Real action.
It didn't have everything. You said midgets and swords.
Yeah, midgets and swords. That's kind of
everything.
Cool,
that's everything to an autistic person.
That's everything to me.
Yeah, a super attractive older guy that you could like look up to and never really imagine yourself being. Oh, man, that's cool.
Yeah, Willow was fucking sick. Yeah, please, let's see the Willow trailer. I'd love to see it.
Was Lucasfilm?
Mm-hmm. It was a different time. It was a time of destiny.
This looks like dog shit.
A time when a child could tip the balance between good.
A little redheaded baby. They would drown him back in the day.
Yeah.
Dude, Warwick Davis ruled my childhood.
With the strength of my great army.
Yeah, Warwick Davis was, he was Willow. He was Leprechaun. He was,
Ewok. He was it.
Ewok.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
He was he was like the guy. He was the little guy.
He was the
before,
little man.
Before Dinklage turned it into like a fucking.
Well, Dinklage, Warwick Davis was never hot. Dinklage is a hot little guy.
Dinklage
has like handsome guy face, and he's got a fucking. Also,
I can't stand him.
You don't like Dinklage?
I hate Dinklage.
You don't like the Dink.
The dink stinks.
The dink fuck stinks. Him, why?
Because he's so like, you know. Fuck
yeah,
he's
I
like
hate a, that he thinks he's a cool guy.
He's like Frasier in a trash compactor.
Yeah, like, you're fucking little. You're so little.
Yeah, bro, you gotta fucking accept it. But he is a pretty. He's pretty handsome for a little guy.
Yeah, his face is not.
Warwick Davis is all like.
You ever see the picture of Peter Dinklage holding his baby and the baby's bigger than him?
Oh, no, let's see that, please.
Show the Willow trailer.
Did he? We stopped the Willow trailer after 13 seconds. That sucks.
It was a short while.
That's crazy.
He looks like he's gonna give it the Mark Henry slip.
Is he married to a regular sized woman?
He's dressed like Lenny Kravitz.
I think so. He's dressed like Little Kravitz.
Can we see Dinklage's wife, please?
It's the hot Down syndrome lady.
Oh my god,
that's crazy! And she's pretty short. He's just so short.
Yeah, is she? Is she? He's also the smaller than the statue he's holding.
He's like a Russian nesting doll.
Can we see more pictures of her? Let's see her. Is she toy?
Erica Schmidt.
Erica Schmidt.
Yeah,
she's pretty toy.
Asian.
I mean, no. For a regular size bitch, but I bet you Dinklage could pull fucking crazy hot regular size bitches.
Yeah, of course.
Probably.
Game of Thrones is such a big show.
He's so famous.
Yeah, wildly famous and rich.
So fucking little. It's crazy.
Yeah. Just Shannon, could you fuck a Peter Dinklage? Because you don't like short guys.
I don't think I could.
What about a tall Peter Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage had the same proportions and looked exactly the same, except he was 5'11"?
It would need to be like... Like, for real tall, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, like a million
tall?
Feet tall? Like, how tall?
he would be 6'3", maybe?
6'3", but same proportions and head size and face. Like, just stretched out.
Because, like, his head's kind of, like, a little big for his body, so maybe it would, like, even it out.
Everything's enormous. A little big.
He's got big hands. I bet he's got a big hog.
Do you think? No, it just proportionately looks big.
Yeah.
I bet it's, like, a 4'5".
I bet the dink has a great dong. I bet he does. Right, they do usually, I think. Midgets,
really?
I think midgets.
No, that's like retarded guys.
No, I think both.
Yeah.
I think midgets notoriously have large dicks.
Is that true? Dude, imagine how big a retarded midget's dick
Whoa.
Is.
Whoa.
I mean,
bite it off.
Now we're talking.
It's infuriating that I don't have a big dick and fucking Peter Dinklage probably does.
I don't. There has to be. Was he leaked? Was he ever leaked?
No. Was he? I leaked a little bit after I peed today. This is the thing that's happening a lot. Like, I put my dick away, and then my dick still pours out a little bit of
piss. Yeah, like a syringe worth is still in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, dude, it's infuriating.
It's so embarrassing, because then you see it if you're wearing light pants.
Yeah.
Well, I've gone through periods like that, I think. You can do something about it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's just me getting older.
Probably.
I turned 43 yesterday.
Whoa. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated. I did text you yesterday.
You did text me. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. I went to the Capitol Grill last night.
Whoa.
With a little group. Big J came. Paid cocksucker.
Ooh.
Fucking laid down the card. Fucking party 8 at the Capitol Grill is an expensive fucking meal.
Almost like 4 at Shinji's.
Honestly, Shinji's might have been a more expensive bill. But Capitol Grill fucking we fucking ate like savages last
Hell
night.
Yeah. It's your birthday.
That's Big J though, you know?
Yeah,
Big J, that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, he does like to fucking lay down a credit card.
Big
and just
pockets.
Fucking, yeah. Yes, Big J
comes with the territory.
Yeah, he paid for the bill last night, which I told him not to. I was like, no, I was like, these are all my family and fucking just you and Christine. I was like, you know, he was like, all right, let's split it. And I was like, all right, sweet. And then I gave him the card. Christine went to go pay and they just paid it anyway. Fucking assholes.
Wow. How magnanimous.
Yeah.
It's a $10 word.
Lewis let me crash into his place while he was away over the weekend.
That's sweet.
Yeah. That was very nice.
We're all just nice to each other. We're such good friends off camera, and we're so shitty to each other on camera.
These fucking faggots are the best people in the entire world.
Did you ransack his stuff? Did you open up cabinets?
I would have if he didn't live so pristinely.
No.
He has the cleanest and nicest house of any of my friends.
Stop. Yeah, I heard about this off camera.
Absolutely
really? That's
crazy.
What he's
telling me. It's crazy. It was actually kind of jarring.
You think that I'd have like a shithole?
We were actually afraid to like move around too much and like leave a mark on something. Really nuts.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, I got a kid. I got
No patched up drywall anywhere in the house. That was the most surprising.
That's old Lewis. Old Lewis, I mean, dude, it was like literally just shitty posters with no frames, just covering fucking drywall hole punches.
You probably don't want this out there.
What?
But
he gives my full address.
He's got the juice rolls on every doorway in his house.
Yeah.
Did you do that? Like mezuzahs?
Yeah, I'm Jewish. I converted.
Did you do that or was that there?
That was there. That was there. And I rent the house, so I didn't want to take their fucking Jew mezuzahs off the walls. I feel like that'd be offensive
Bad
to them.
Luck.
Yeah, but I'm actually trying to buy this specific house that I'm renting.
Seems so like those fucking things.
Damn, you're renting to own. That's crazy. Yeah, you got your house on layaway.
No. They go,
we'll work it out. In the meantime, just pay towards nothing for as long as you can.
They're trying to. Well, I'm looking in my neighborhood because my son's mother lives there. My sister lives there. So I want to stay in that neighborhood. And there's just nothing else as nice available in that neighborhood.
Of course not.
For that price point. They're trying to charge me a fucking arm and a leg. Mm.
Yeah, no kidding. I saw it on the door frames.
These Jews are really putting the screws to me.
Let's see. He's already paying too much rent.
Yeah, dude.
And I have no reason to sell this to him.
I'm going
to... You have no bargaining power in this whatsoever.
If I buy it, I'm going to punch the mezuzahs off the wall. What do mezuzahs do?
Just you like tell blessing. Me, it's like, a, you it's live like an them. Evil spirits kind
you
of
you bless each room like you
spy
walk
on Puerto Rican Panama.
Yeah. You gotta smelt it down, make a giant cross. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, dude, these fucking Jays. Yeah, well, no, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you guys had a good time staying there.
Yeah, it was the best, man.
Yeah, you guys were fucking very, very, very appreciative.
Running around.
Your wife messaged me.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Not with my permission.
She said happy birthday and she said thank you for letting us stay there and.
That fucking whore.
She's like a nipple.
She's great. Yeah. She sent me some nudes. Just a video of her rubbing one
what
out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she's like,
awesome though. It's his birthday.
She's like, we've been a over hand this. Roll. And she's like,
you know, I've also never had caviar.
You want to see me do a hand roll?
Can't believe you never had caviar.
It's never come up.
Caviar is great.
How often are you eating it?
I eat caviar a decent amount. If caviar is on the menu, I get caviar.
Whoa.
I like caviar. I had a place in
is
Canada.
Is there good and bad caviar, or is it all good?
I've never had bad caviar, but I'm assuming it's because I only get it from like nice places. But I'm saying if you buy it at the supermarket in a can, like a can of tuna, you peel it back. I don't know. There's probably shittier ones. I had caviar at this one spot in Canada, and it was like the bottom layer was dill, the middle layer was creme fraiche, and the top layer was caviar. And you put these little fucking doughy pancakes. Oh my fucking god, doggy!
Yeah, that sounds great, man.
It was fucking just the best.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
I love good food, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Puts me in the mood. Yeah,
I'm not continuing that. I'm not yes-anding that. Get
you don't fucking like. You don't go to like nice restaurants and shit.
Tim hates food.
No, I.
You're a Huel head.
I have a liquid diet. I took my wife to not Peter Luger. What's the other one?
Ruth's Chris.
No, it's in New York.
Wendy's.
It's no, they have tacos and gorditas. No,
Longhorn.
Fuck. What's the one with the
Zach's house?
The mutton chop.
Keens.
Yeah.
Went to Keens with my wife for our anniversary, and I wined and dined her, and nice. The waiter came out and warned me that he said, you know, you're ordering a lot of food. Yeah. I looked at my wife, and I said, are you insulting my wife? are you calling my wife a fat pig right now?
That's funny.
No, I was going to make a big stink about it, but
dude,
I didn't.
I love a nice restaurant, dude. Oh, my God, dude.
There's nothing better.
Nothing better in the world. You create memories with the family. So when I go on vacation, I go to nice restaurants. That's what I waste the most money on in my life is, like, really nice restaurants and vacation.
It's so worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
You're not going to take the fucking memories away from Mike. I mean, one day he might get, like, Alzheimer's or something, but fucking, you know, he'll never lose those memories. That's
sure.
It. You know, I don't buy toys. I don't buy gadgets. Like you say, I don't have like a crazy TV.
Your house was full of cool stuff.
No.
Your son's room is packed with awesome cool stuff.
No.
Some of it's still in the wrapper.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, that's true. He is a spoiled little piece of shit.
Yeah.
Dude, every Christmas, I'm like, why am I buying more toys? There's toys from last Christmas that are completely unopened.
You got to ditch his toys from last year.
He wouldn't even know. I could rewrap his toys and he wouldn't even know. He'd be like, "Dad, thank you."
You
got
to get
Turtles
him
again.
To do it. You got to get him to throw away his stuff.
Yeah.
So that he
well, we donate some of his old toys every time he kind of.
So do we. And by donate, I mean we fill like trash bags with it and then we leave it by the door and then we never take it anywhere and then we just throw it out.
Yeah.
We donate all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. It's, you know, he's got a good life. The kid's got a good life. You know?
Yeah.
He's only a single
You're doing
child.
A great job.
You have three children.
I do.
And your children, what's good for your children is they've experienced just fucking not fucking well-to-do Tim. And you're rising right now. You're fucking starting to crush it. You're about to... Tim's about to blow past all of us. And everyone loves you. That's the thing. You're so funny.
And that's
funny.
Enough for me.
You're so funny and you're really fucking likable. Everyone loves you. When we took away double points on Tim's episode, I mean, there was a mutiny.
People were furious.
I could have started violence. I could have started mass violence.
It's crazy
that.
How many people are like, you fucking piece of shit. Tim, you took it away from Tim Butterly. He's the best person ever.
You're lucky it was me.
Yeah. No, I'm not lucky it's you.
You are lucky because if it was someone else.
No, if it was Bobby Kelly, everyone would be like, good dude, fuck Bobby.
Yeah,
fuck Bobby.
Kill him. Kill Bobby.
Kill him. Fuck him. He gets no double points. Suck a dick. But for you, people were like, oh my God, dude, how dare you
disrespect Tim Butterly. It really hurt me, by the way.
We're bringing it back.
I was so excited. So how after you're gone? I'm the only guy that ever got no double points. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. We're bringing it back because people are freaking out about it. And I was like, well, all right, we got to put some limitations. We got to give you like a talk before the show. But like, don't go crazy with the double points.
You got to give other, think I wouldn't be tasteful
Berg and fucking Felipe Esparza. They just use it too much and they kind of ruined it for everybody else.
It's crazy.
What did you think?
Crazy. Yeah, they just went crazy with it. They just started just going double points. And then it was ruining the fun of double points. There should be a few times in the episode where people are losing their minds. But by the seventh time that Berg is like, double points, N words. I was like, okay, let's move on.
Insane.
So
I look forward to getting it back.
You'll be back, baby.
And I want back double points, by the way, for the ones I missed out on.
You can have extra double points.
Reparation points. You want reparations.
We're changing the location of...
have you announced it yet?
Story Wars. It's not officially signed, but I don't think anyone's going to pull out of the deal.
Where is it?
You know, New York Comedy Club, Gramercy.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. They love us. I love those guys. First of all, Emilio... do you know Emilio from New York Comedy Club?
I don't know anybody in New York City.
He's... we started off selling comedy club tickets together, and we were jawing at each other from opposite corners.
Oh my God.
In Times Square.
Show. Free comedy.
No,
show.
Not free. No. We used to sell the tickets.
Oh, worse.
I ran a company that would go up to you and be like, hey, do you like comedy? And you're like, no, get away from me, fag. That was 90% of it. But no, we'd sell them tickets in advance that are good for any comedy show they want to see, like four tickets for $20. And it was like $5 a ticket. And then, you know, he had another company that did it as well. And we had like, you know, fucking street beefs. And we'd like fucking stare at each other and fucking be like, that's my corner, motherfucker. I'm going to be in the front of the ESPN zone. Who do you think you are, bitch? And then we would all sell tickets. And then we all just kind of grew up and did our things. He bought a couple comedy clubs. He manages some great comics now. I got Gas Digital and Skankfest and all these fun things. And I'm happy we get to put our comedy club ticket selling differences aside and now work together.
Wow, now look at you. United front.
We had to leave the stand. They were just massively disrespectful to the show. I mean, they kept on like being like, oh, we have a private event for some fucking douchebag from Wall Street coming in, so we're going to move you into the small room. They canceled the show a few times. I was like, dude, would they ever cancel Kill Tony or move Kill Tony into a fucking small room? They're not going to happen. We're trying to grow Story Wars into a show that's that big. And the stand just didn't see the vision. We're not changing Legion of Skanks. They've never fucked with our Monday nights. That's like, I guess, a dead night there. But on Wednesdays, they just were not... You know, they were giving us the respect we deserved.
Yeah, we have a TikToker coming in to run their 13-minute special.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, dude. It was Montreal, like, New Faces auditions. I was like, nobody fucking cares. I was like, I'm the guy who runs a cool comedy festival. How are you disrespecting me for a fucking a dead festival that nobody fucking gives a shit about? Shannon, can I have a coffee, please? Can I have a coffee, please? All right, let's take a moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors, which is Brunt Workwear. I'll tell you right now, these boots are awesome. They just came in the mail the other day. I wore these last night for my birthday. I wasn't working. They were just so comfortable and cool that I decided to wear them out. When you're choosing work boots, typically, if they feel good, they don't last. And if they lasted, they wreck your feet. But Brunt Workwear finally ended that trade-off, designing boots that withstand the toughest job sites while feeling as comfortable as your favorite sneakers. I mean, really, really just soft material. They feel so good. They look incredible as well. I'm telling you right now, I got so many compliments last night on my boots. Big J was at my dinner. My son thinks they're super cool. They were genuinely just an incredible product. I didn't even realize that they were work boots when I first put them on. I was like, oh, they came in the mail. I was like, what is this? These are just awesome boots. And then I find out that they're specifically designed to last on tough work sites.
Not only that, whether you need waterproof, safety toe, or soft toe, pull on or lace up, they've got you covered. They're so confident these boots will blow you away. They even let you try it on the job risk-free.
These might be the most comfortable work boots on the planet, and they also deliver real performance on the job. So for a limited time, you're going to get $10 off Brunt with code LAZ at checkout. You got to go to bruntworkwear.com and use the code LAZ. You're going to be all set. $10 off. I'm telling you right now, they're the last work boots you're ever going to buy. You're not going back to any other brand. Genuinely incredible product. So fucking cool. Bruntworkwear.com is a website. Use that promo code LAZ and you're all good. All right, where were we? Producer Jorge in the Race Life just says, you're not Tony Lewis. Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Pretty sick. Thank you so much.
Yeah, your pitch is pretty steady.
That was pretty good. I liked it. That's really my son.
Oh, I have one more sweet story. This
please.
They didn't tell you this from the wedding. So it was a surprise wedding. It was mm-hmm. their baby daughter's second birthday party, right? Mm-hmm. So no one there knew, except for a couple of people that were helping out. I was the officiant, by the way.
No, I know.
And the setup was they were setting up all the chairs in the backyard, and they were telling everyone, hey, we just like some kind of a reason to be out there. And we decided on, hey, there's going to be a talent show for the birthday party, which
well, that's fun.
Was, yeah, but it was tough to get people to go, okay, I'm going to go sit in the backyard for a talent show.
Right.
But we eventually we get everybody out
Can
there.
Can I say they stole that idea from Gas Digital Retreat?
What?
Talent show.
What did you do instead of the talent show?
No, they stole...
Oh, okay, because there was no talent show.
Oh, there was no talent show.
There was no talent show. That was a
ruse.
Lie.
That yeah. was a lie.
And then it was my job to walk out and
Lewis
say...
Lewis has already fallen for it.
Well, that's what's so funny.
Getting married? Talent what show. Kind of town is that? Everybody get married. Zero.
He just said, I do.
So then it was my job to walk out and say... Hey guys, I'm sorry we lied to you. There is no talent show. And when I said that, my 7-year-old, who knew that there was a wedding, and there yeah. was, he goes, "What?" And I go, "All right, maybe he's being funny, right?" So then we do the whole thing. It's beautiful. People are crying and laughing. It's the most, you know, magical moment of their entire lives.
Well, you were also on acid, so maybe it might have seemed that way to you. Tim was losing his mind on 7 hits of acid.
I did mention, I was telling a story about like pep talking Harrington when he was proposing.
Yeah.
But I was also at Skankfest at midnight, and I was saying I was like drinking all day and taking mushrooms from people on the streets. And when I said that, I caught Alex's mom's eyes, and she went. So then it's over. Their parents come up and say some stuff. Say thank you very much, everybody. This was the best ever.
Yeah.
And now we're just, you know, kind of chilling. It's almost time to go home. And I'm sitting on a couch on inside, and my 7-year-old comes over, and he leans over the edge of the armrest of the sofa, and he's kicking his legs behind him. He goes, "Why was the talent show canceled?"
This is what you guys don't like.
He
Hulu
never got over it for the whole weekend.
Fritz
he never
rules.
Got over it.
He rules.
Fritz yep. is the best.
He's a good kid.
So then we had to go out in the backyard when it got dark out, and Alex had like a light up hula hoop, and we watched him like hula hoop kind of. Well, he started out bad but got good, and nice. We all had to stand around and applaud while he did a hula hoop, and we were like, "Dude, you saved the entire party."
I don't know the mechanics of hula hooping.
No, me neither. Not at all.
I don't understand what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to get it going. Is it in the hips? Is it in the legs?
I think you need
it's
hips.
Wherever the hula hoop is.
I have nothing but hips. I'm mostly hips.
Then you should be so good at it.
I should be great at it. I can't fucking... I can't even... I like what I do is I throw it, yeah. and then it goes, and then falls to the floor.
You're supposed to feel...
I just get stuck.
Zach gets to be cut out from the jaws of life. Hoop. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a mystery, man.
What would you do if there was a talent show? Besides comedy, obviously. What would you... besides jiu-jitsu, obviously, as well, because that's not something you could do for a talent show.
I get, yeah. I don't know.
What would be a talent
show?
Maybe
I could stand with my back to the audience, and any one person would be allowed to attack me.
Yeah.
That's my talent.
That's a pretty good talent.
Right?
That's fun. That's a fun talent for the talent show.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. You know what I just realized? I think we might do a talent show at Skankfest this year. An all-comedian talent show at Skankfest? Is that what Colm does? What's the Colm Turrell
Midnight Circus?
Is it kind of that?
He does like a thing or two there. It's like a variety show.
It's a variety show. Okay, so yeah. We're going to do an actual talent show at Skankfest.
With judges.
Yeah, with judges. We'll get comedians to fucking come out. And because we always do the Real Ass Podcast talent show. We've always done that in the past. But with comics, it would be really fun. And those are always just retarded talents. It's literally a girl being like, "I have tits," and that's
and then
her
she
talent.
Wins.
She wins.
Ten.
What would be your talent, Noah? Besides painting,
I don't know.
You would slowly make a soup over 10 hours.
Oh yeah, I do. I don't know. What could I do?
You tell me, man.
I don't know. I don't do much. I do leisure activities. I don't do. I don't do stuff like that.
What do you?
I can watch TV.
That's not a talent.
I can bird watch.
You can bird.
I'm good at bird watching.
Watching is not a talent.
I can call them. I see them. I go, "That's what that is. That's what that is." I don't do a lot of stuff.
People, if we pulled up birds
name
right
any
now,
bird, I'll land it.
Shannon,
right?
Shannon, pull up an image of a bird. You have to know the type of bird it is, Shannon. So don't show the name, obviously. And I want to see how many birds in a row.
It's all come down to this.
I
he
know,
brings binoculars
really.
Everywhere we go.
Oh no,
you have them with
binoculars?
You right now.
That's crazy. I have a pair of binoculars. I feel like nobody's ever used binoculars.
He never
got them in the case.
That's just a dumb gift you buy for your kid on Christmas. You're like, "I'm getting binoculars."
It's his entire personality. Damn.
It's a golden pheasant.
Is it?
That's correct.
No way.
Fuck you.
No way.
Right. Swear to God.
I thought he was just throwing a name out because it sounded real. Okay, let's get another one.
That's why I keep him around.
That's wild. That's wild.
It's a talent.
That might have been a fluke, though. Go ahead. One more.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
You got to fucking deal this, dude.
I really need to.
I wish we talked about this before.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
Fuck myself. Oh, God.
That is a type of grackle?
No.
Wow.
I don't know. These are tropical birds. I know Northeast birds. You got to put birds from America.
Okay, hold on.
That was it. Oh, please.
American birds,
oh,
dude.
Please. That's not an American bird.
It was a Taiwan blue magpie.
Oh. Taiwan? It's not even part of Taiwan. Taiwan's not even a real place.
Not anymore.
It's part of China.
Let's do American birds, Jim.
We'll do
only American birds.
It's only American.
He does it all in real life. He's not looking at them online.
I'm on the fucking streets.
Oh, I see.
I'm pounding the pavement.
Birds that you could find in Philadelphia.
There are so many birds in Philadelphia. Oh, is that a scarlet tanager?
Yes.
A scarlet tan?
Tanager.
Midger. How do you spell it? How do you spell that? Wow. Let's see one more. Let's see one more, Shannon.
We're so up, dude.
This is a great bit. This is a new podcast on Gas Digital. No one names birds.
I'll name birds for hours.
That's great.
Do you know a birds?
Ooh. Fucking Zach killing it.
Sign me. That is a cat bird.
Yep, gray cat bird.
That's crazy.
Because when their song sounds like...
It's a cat bird.
Yeah, sounds like a cat.
Eddie, can you do impressions of each bird?
I can do some.
Can you do an impression of a tanager? Yo, what's up, man? What's up, motherfucker?
Oh, let me hold a seed.
He's buying loose seeds. Loose seeds.
Fuck. All right, one more. We got to do one more. This is too good. I'm enjoying this way too much.
Yo, where that newspaper at? I got a doo-doo.
Yo, motherfucker, stop looking at me with the binoculars.
Damn.
I'm in my bitch nest.
Is that a... It looks like a type of finch. Is that correct?
Oh my God. It's a... I don't know if it falls into that, but that's not in the name.
Mm.
Wow. Wow.
That's a hint.
It's not in the name.
Look at the beak.
Come on, you got this, Noah.
Kind of looks like a...
Like slumbered millionaire.
I don't know. Is it like an azure sparrow?
No, it's an indigo bunting.
Oh.
Come on, Noah. The indigo bunting.
I've never seen a bunting in my life.
All right. Shannon, let's do some plugs real quick. I have a special announcement to make in just a few minutes here.
Whoa.
But let's do some plugs. Tim Butterly, what are you plugging, my friend?
Find me online. Tim Butterly Show, Dad Meat, Metal Girl Solid. We just concluded the first season with the final boss of Metal Gear Solid for the Sony PlayStation. Come see me on doing stand-up comedy. I'll be in Ontario this weekend, Kitchener, Delhi, Shelburne, Toronto this weekend. TimButterly.com for tickets. And in the following weekend, I got 4 shows at the Drop Comedy Club in South Bend.
Cool spot.
Indiana.
Cool spot.
I'm bringing Ryan Shaner with me to feature. I cannot fucking wait.
Green Room Rules.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they set it up pretty dope.
I like to hear that. Yeah. Great. Can't wait to nervously pace around it. That's going to be awesome. yeah, Tim Butterly on all social, Twitch, YouTube, and yeah, come have fun with me. Appreciate it.
Love it. Noah.
Two-Headed Dog on YouTube. We do a show, Noah's Paints, with me and Dylan Smith, the producer of TBS. Two-Headed Dog Comedy on Patreon. And our Twitter, Two-Headed Dog, is blowing the fuck up. We're so funny on there. It's the best.
Do you do stand-up?
No.
No.
That's what I like most
whole
about
whole contingency
them.
Of dudes from Philly that are just podcasters that don't do stand-up. It's
not
interesting.
Really.
I'm like the only guy.
They're almost all stand-up.
No, Tubbs.
Oh, yeah. That's just the plumber I went to high school with.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like
which
that
also, if you
better.
Said that was Noah's backstory, I would also believe that.
This is actually future.
He's got to graduate high school first.
Zach Amico.
Going out to Nashville with the boys next week. After that, I'm in Golden, Colorado. And then after that, I'm on tour with JCW. You can go to punchup.live/Zach Amico for all my dates.
Come see me on the road, guys. To bring five friends to our Philadelphia this weekend. I got Naeem Ali coming to the shows. And who else on the shows? I have another Philly guy on the shows.
Is it Bobby? Rob Cruz?
No. Why am I fucking blanking?
Is it Ryan Foster?
Oh, it is Foster. Yeah, Foster's on the shows. Oh, yeah. That's right. Foster's hosting. It's going to be a blast.
God, he's going to fucking bury
you. He's great, right?
Yeah.
He's so very good. Funny. So, yeah, come see me live in Philly this weekend. It's going to be a blast. Then we're at Zany's next week. We have a bunch of Story Wars. We're doing a Depraved show as well. All those tickets are going very fast, so get those tickets. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a blast.
You have four Story Wars in Nashville?
It's just you.
Who's on it?
Me, Big J, and then we're doing a bunch of special guests. Zach's coming. Bobby Kelly's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Hinchcliffe's going to be on one of them. We got a lot. Yeah, it's going to be great. Then Wits End Comedy Lounge next weekend, April 11th and 12th. Those are makeup dates from this past winter, so get those tickets. The end of the month, I'm at American Comedy Company. And a lot more. Going to Europe with Scott Chaplin, Amsterdam, Glasgow, Dublin, Manchester, and London. And my special is going to be filming July 12th in Tampa, Florida. About 20, 30 tickets left per show. So get those tickets early as well. The great Zach Amico will be with me that weekend. Bobby Kelly's directing the special. It's going to be a blast.
Side splitters, right?
Ooh. Yeah, we're going to, it's going to be a lot of fun. So get those tickets. Come check me out on tour. I'm going to a bunch of different cities. I can't name every date, but go to lewisofskanks.com. Sign up for my mailing list. I do a bonus podcast every week just for subscribers, the Lewis Journal podcast. All the inside information that you guys, behind the scenes from Skankfest, Gas Digital, and all that stuff, special things that we're giving away tickets on it. You get the bonus podcast, which is really great. And check out all my other pods, Story Wars, The Regs, The Legendary Legion of Skanks, right here on the Gas Digital Network. All right, I mean, we still have more show, but I guess I'll just fucking, we'll fucking rip the Band-Aid off and talk about this this announcement, which was not an easy announcement or not an easy decision to make, but this Friday will be the very last Lewis and Zach show. Me and Zach hate each other. No, we can't do it anymore. We're like Opie and Anthony. No, I'm stepping aside. And Zach will be taking over this time slot with Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
Let's go! Come on!
It's gonna be a blast.
Change the energy. I don't like somber. I think it's a big deal. Zach stepping into the spotlight.
It is a big deal, and I'm happy for Zach, but I'm sad to stop broadcasting with Zach. That's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? So Zach is stepping up in a massive way. You guys, if you're not
watching, he does everything in a massive way.
Zach's going to be taking over the time slot and kind of continuing the spirit of the show, which is to put on young, great, hilarious comics and podcasters, introduce them into the Gas Digital world. And Zach, every time I'm out of town, fucking crushes it by himself on this show. And I'm very happy for Zach, but it is bittersweet because obviously, you know, not being able to hang out with Zach 3 days a week and Shannon 3 days a week, it makes me sad. But the truth is, I've gotten busier than I've ever been in my entire life.
These are the perils of success.
Yeah, look, more than anything else, my son, dude, I'm struggling to find time to spend with my son, which is the number one reason why I have to do this. I work almost every day. I'm in and out of the city multiple times. Mondays and Wednesdays, I drive back and forth to the city twice. The reason I drive home even is just so I can spend a little bit of time with my son in the afternoon, then come back into the city to do another podcast, do stand-up shows. There's so much going on that it's starting to be very stressful. My life is very stressful. I have no time to, just be alone with my thoughts. When it comes down to it, I had to make some room in my schedule, and the Lewis and Zach show is the one show that takes up the absolute most time. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or listening to it on iTunes or any other audio platform, you guys don't have to do anything. So Zach will be just taking over the RSS feed, taking over the YouTube channel. We'll change everything over to his show, and it's his baby now. That's that, and I fucking love you, Zach. Me and Zach have been doing this for a decade.
Longer
than a decade. I mean, it's a really, really long time broadcasting together. And it is what it is.
And Lewis is still going to be on whenever he's in town.
Yeah.
Looking for something else, he'll drop in.
Zach, the reality is as well, is like you're ready to not be a sidekick. That's the truth. At one point you have to step out of that step out of that light of being somebody's sidekick, and you're not. You're a fucking beast. You're hilarious. You're a headliner. You're one of the funniest people on the planet. And you know, I've dealt with the same thing when I was doing Bisping show with him. Like at one point, it was like I'm just not somebody's sidekick. That's the truth, right? Mm-hmm. So at one point, you have to sort of step up and do your thing. And it's a great opportunity for Zach. There's more money in it for you, which is fucking incredible. And you know, hopefully, this will be a big step up for everything for the Zach Amico Morning Zoo. You're going to be, you know, it's his format, his fucking, you know, baby, his concept, his idea. Shannon will still be the head producer on the show. I don't know. Is there anything else?
We're going to see how it goes. And we're going to take next week off.
Yeah. While we're in Nashville. Yeah,
while we're in Nashville. And that way we can get everything together for the new deal.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be 1 week off. And then when he comes back, it'll be new branding, new everything. So this Friday will be the last show that we do to together as co-hosts. Obviously not the last shows that we do together. We're still going to do a bunch of stand-up together. We're still going to come together for Skankfest. Maybe we'll do a reunion show or something at Skankfest and do some fun things. But yeah, it was just time for me to free up some of my schedule with a lot of the other projects that I have going on. Obviously Legion of Skanks and Story Wars, and there's things that are outside of that as well, like obviously touring and the book that I'm writing and the fucking app that I'm trying to develop, the coffee brand that I'm developing. There's so many different things that are going on. I have no bandwidth at all. So that's what it is. You know, if any of you guys are bummed out, you know, sorry. A lot of people are saying, fuck Lewis, I'm happy. Lewis,
the energy
bitch.
Is
Lewis,
congratulations, Zach Amico. This is a big step up.
No, it is.
And well-deserved.
Yeah, Zach, you're the fucking man. We love you, dude. You're fucking gonna kill it. And yeah, that is that.
Is Friday, did you already record Fridays?
No,
we're doing it live.
Wow.
We're doing our final show live.
Are you gonna do a tearful montage to
I don't know what we're gonna do. If Shannon was a good producer, she'd fucking put together a tearful montage.
It's just me, Shannon, crying.
We're about to have a week of best ofs. You're gonna see all of the best stuff.
Yeah, next week when we're out of town, we're gonna do some best ofs. And yeah, I think the Monday we're gonna play the first ever episode we did together, and then Wednesday will be a best of, and maybe Friday as well. So you guys are the shit. Yeah, no, people seem to be happy. Let's see. Ebbesy says, Zach rules. Lewis should have stepped away 10 years ago. That's fair. That is nice. Let's see. Lewis quits Lewis and Zach show a month after starting. How much you want to make a bet? Zach does a couple months into his show. Well, thanks, Bad Dog. Very, very nice. It has been a couple months. We're like, what are we?
Yeah.
At least nearly a year, maybe, of just doing Lewis and Zach, and we did 10 years of Real Ass Podcast. So it is what it is, guys. I guess I should have waited to the end to announce that.
No,
I'm kind of bummed out.
Yeah, it would have been a weird ending. I'm glad we're gonna keep talking and riffing.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the energy was wrong. I would if this is live, right? I would have done a second take where you were like jubilant about it, and you go, I can't believe I'm so lucky to be doing.
I'm
so
gonna
much.
Give Zach half of my money. That's jubilant.
Zach gets all the money now. Yeah, dude, I'm losing thousands of dollars. Why would I be jubilant?
No, because it's
not the money. The money's not the issue at all. I'm legitimately happy that Zach.
He's Lewis Jubilant Gomez.
No, I honestly look. We call it Lewis and Zach, but deep down, this is the fucking Real Ass Podcast, and I got to keep it real ass. I'm not happy to step away. It bums me out, you know? It doesn't make me, it's not because I don't like doing the show, or the show doesn't have legs, or there's not value in doing it. It's an amazing show. Like, I love doing the show, and I love doing it with Zach. I just, you know.
I love this show.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, man. I love you.
Getting to come up here and do this is pretty impactful for me.
Of course.
I think it was a turning point for me.
It was impactful for a lot of people. I mean, there's that, you know, before you guys knew Shane Gillis and Tim Dillon, and like these guys would come out. I feel like we have a show that a lot of people cut their podcasting teeth on. And we had an opportunity to you know, it's in a studio. It's a great format where everyone's just riffing and having a good time. I think a lot of people use this platform to learn how to podcast and learn how to become better performers.
And then pass us and not return our calls.
But the truth is, it's just fucking time. So, yeah, I wish I could just sit here and be like, yeah, fucking great. It does bum me out. And, you know, once again, it's bittersweet. I am really happy for Zach, and I think that Zach's going to do an incredible job. I already heard some of the ideas that you have for it, which are fucking awesome. And it's going to be a great show. But at the same time, like, yeah, it doesn't make me happy to step away from a project that I've been, you know, doing for over a decade. You know?
For sure. For sure, yeah. I sympathize, man.
That's just the truth. All right, let's take a moment and thank YoCratom.com for supporting today's show for a very long time. Longtime supporter of Lewis and Zach, longtime supporter of everything at Gas Digital, and of Skankfest. They're just a great company. They make incredible Kratom products. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, we're not saying start using Kratom. We're saying if you're using it already, get it from YoCratom.com.
That's right. YoCratom.com has the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you'd barely even know what's in there when you get a $60 kilo delivered right to your door from our great friends at YoCratom.com.
YoCratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, where were we? So, let's see. What else?
We haven't gotten into anything planned yet.
No, but that's a good thing.
No, we looked at that hot retard.
So true.
We did look at that hot retard. All right, so what is this story? Okay, yesterday was April Fool's Day. I never do April Fool's pranks. Never do.
No? Yeah, because you're celebrating your birthday.
Yeah, well, I don't really celebrate my birthday at all. We went to dinner, but...
You ruined that lady's life 43 years ago.
Oh, so true.
Well, do you guys...
Can't beat that one.
And then she quit a short time later.
Do you guys do any April Fool's Day stuff? No, any pranks?
I think that's disgusting.
I did a little prank on Twitter and Instagram.
What'd you do?
I just tweeted out and said that sorry for everybody that was a fan and thanks for supporting, but we're canceling. We're done the show for good. Me and my friend Dylan. Yeah, people were pretty upset about it.
Yeah.
And then my friend Dylan had to post something else because he felt that we only have 60 patrons. And he was like, we don't have that many guys. People are going to start leaving if they think that we're done. You need to do something.
He panicked in the car.
Yeah, he did. He freaked out in the car. And I said, well, it's a prank. It's April Fool's. This is the whole thing.
April Fool's, you have 12 subscribers.
Yeah. He was running his hands through his hair. He's like, dude, I think people are going to bail, man.
Yeah, I was like, all right, post a picture. Then he posts the black screen and he just went, April Fool's, just kidding.
Zach, you're not a big prankster, right?
No, every year I watch it because Trauma, the movie company I work for, they do one every year, and I just watch autistic people have meltdowns.
Yeah.
And like one year we did a fake trailer for a movie with Dracula, then I was fat Dracula and I get fucked in the ass. But yesterday they put up that Trauma got sold to Disney for $500 million. But like Rue Morgue and a bunch of horror magazines picked it up.
Oh nice.
My God, dude.
And,
how silly.
Dude, I was just watching retards fucking lose. You fucking sold out. They're just losing their fucking minds.
That's awesome.
And by the way, $500 million, way too, like, if it had been for $500,000, I would have believed it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. I got tricked. Was it Joke World? It posted a screenshot of Carlos Mencia on Joe Rogan.
Oh, you believed
it? I got fooled by that film.
And I looked up at Noah. I went, hey, April Fool's. Fuck.
Yeah, I didn't get fooled by anything yesterday. They were all pretty obvious. But apparently a bunch of companies did a bunch of April Fool's pranks. So, Shannon, you have some?
I do, yeah. So you can share this. So one was Bryant Park. It said that they were going to do a lazy river around their main fountain.
Oh, that's fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would love that.
That would just be cool.
A homeless piss fountain.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Panera Bread, so they were going to do an extra large sharing soup bowl, bread bowl.
Ooh, also a good idea.
Dude, I'm great behind ideas. I'm behind all this.
Yeah, it's like awesome.
Zach's just in the lazy river.
We're eating a giant bread bowl. Yeah.
This is stupid. We don't have to do that one.
No, Balenciaga put out more child porn.
That Charlie XCX was going to be their new creative director.
That's crazy. Okay. That would have got me.
No way.
Kendrick Lamar and Drake performing together.
That would be so huge, though.
Be a great thing to listen to while you ate a bread bowl in your
place. Rainforest Cafe changing its name. They're saying they were going to drop the rain and it was just going to be the Forest Cafe.
Oh my God.
They're sucking their own dicks a little bit too much. Like, nobody cares, Rainforest.
The social media managers have fallen off so hard.
There are
Pop Tarts was like tweeting the N word for a while.
So
and
true.
Now we're doing this shit. This
now
sucks.
We have to call it double fudge.
They were saying that in the Chicago River, they were going to put these inflatable, something from Harry Potter, flavor beans. But
yeah,
they actually.
Bought every flavor beans.
They actually did do it, though.
Oh, they did. That's not a prank.
Not even
yeah.
a prank.
It's listed here, but that was a silly, fun thing to
that
do.
That is fun.
They said at the Hudson Yards, there is going to be a go-kart track.
You watch people jumping off
that was a good one,
none of these are like fun pranks. These are just things that we want. You're disappointed.
Yeah, I know.
It's having the opposite effect.
It's like, wait, you're right. That is a fucking desert over there. There is nothing.
Josh Sellers said they were going to create red wine stain inspired furniture. So it's like the little rings from the bottom of the glasses.
It's kind
of
good.
Times, remember when stuff was good?
Yeah, this is
brutal.
Tic Tac and Dr. Pepper coming together.
Would love that.
Yeah, that's also great.
Dr. Pepper flavored Tic Tacs in the shape of Dr. Pepper cans.
Pretty awesome.
So far, the theme of every one of these is, you know how everything fucking sucks? And what if there was like a small bright spot in your day?
Yeah.
Like, just kidding, dude. It still sucks.
No, exactly. Great. The prank should be like, oh, that sucks. And you're happy to find out that it's just a prank.
Mm-hmm. Insane.
Not like fucking...
Like when IHOP said they were turning into the House of Burgers.
Yeah.
Sure. Or yeah. Sour Patch Kids was just going to be Patch Kids.
Yeah.
That's a, you know, you go, fuck, dude, that's the best part.
I love the sour.
Fucking taking away the only thing I like about it.
Yeah, those pranks all suck. Yeah,
now, the only fun thing on April Fool's Day is to watch woke white women be like, do not post fake pregnancies. Some of us cannot conceive.
Murr from the Impractical Jokers rapes a teenager. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
And then April 2nd. Okay, well, there
no,
was.
No, he really did.
Yeah, yeah. He did.
There's
really
a second teenager. Yeah.
A second teenager has hit the DMs.
Dude, god damn it, dude. I was talking
Tower Sal has collapsed laughing.
Those guys are
he
just,
wasn't even hit. What happened?
They're a bunch of dweebs who got famous, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you just, dude. If I was a dweeb who got famous...
You were an improv nerd from Staten Island who had hot pussy thrown at you.
And then you're fucking like, god damn it, dude. You almost feel bad for this pedophile. You almost do.
No, did you know that Murr's a cuck, actually?
Is he?
Yeah, that's the thing. Isn't that what's going around? I heard that, and I got from a friend of a friend source.
I heard it from you.
Yeah, well, Dylan told me.
Where did Dylan get it?
I think it's just around.
So he's a cuck. Happy birthday. Wow. Oh, is this ice cream on hot donuts?
Whoa.
I'll take one bite, Shannon.
Thank you.
Ice cream on hot donuts is...
Birthday.
What a weird timing of that, Shannon. She wasn't even listening. We're in the middle of a...
Mr.
raping somebody. She's from Staten Island. She's like, no, you will not besmirch his name. Get the donuts and ice cream now.
I'm really glad she didn't bring it out while we were announcing I was taking over the show. This is actually the donut and ice cream show.
Donut, this is one of my favorite things. I invented this.
Ice cream on hot donut?
Hot?
Here's the thing. I
Shannon, are they hot?
She microwaved them. They may have cooled down in the process of putting on the ice cream, though. It took a little time.
I wish that this donut was hot.
I'm going to take a bite, but did you make a wish?
I did.
Okay, thank God.
What'd you wish for?
That the donut was hot.
No, it's like it's never going to come true.
She did heat them up.
That's pretty good. Ice cream on a cake donut. That's it. I'm done.
And sprinkles? Wow.
Man, take it away.
No, leave it there.
Give it to Jorge.
Let's test his patience and will.
So true.
Yeah, Shannon, take this away.
Okay. There were a couple more food-related pranks that you might want to
see. Oh, please. Let's see. What else is there?
Okay, so Reese's chocolate bread to make the perfect peanut butter and jelly.
Seems great.
Great.
That sounds incredible.
A silent crunch bar. They're saying they cooked the rice so it doesn't make a loud sound.
That sounds awful.
Let's see. Oh, this is silly. She said Duolingo and Carnival came together for a cruise line so you can test out your languages. It's a 5-year cruise. And but you have to like pass tests to prove that you're learning languages or they kick you off the cruise.
I think all of these are like the marketing firm's floating ideas. And then when they get a big response, they go, I think we should actually do it. We're just getting soft product launches.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
All right. So what happened? What's going on with this? They're not allowing virtual reality pedophilia in Utah?
God, fuck, damn it.
Well,
never mind. Shannon's canceled.
Scrap the morning zoo.
What's this story, Shannon? Okay. First of all, I didn't realize you can engage in pedophilia via virtual reality. Is it with real children or is it with virtual children? Because if it's with virtual children, I got to be honest with you. Anything goes. I should be able to kill a hooker with a baseball bat online. I should be able to fuck a child. It's not real. But if you're like, if there's another kid fucking giving you a virtual hand job, it's an actual child on the other end, that's a problem.
It's with real children.
Okay. That should never been legal. We didn't even have to go
that
there.
That slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, they wrote the Second Amendment about muskets. You know what I mean? The technology wasn't there when we figured out laws.
That's wild.
So Utah is the first state, but currently the only state that has a law in place It makes it a class 3 felony to engage in anything sexual with a child through virtual reality.
That's the only state. So wait a minute. In virtual reality, I can get a fucking child hand job?
Here you can, yeah.
That's crazy.
Utah.
I got to go.
They're not giving you a real hand job.
I got to get that MetaQuest out of James's room.
I mean, but what do you mean in virtual reality? Like, you can speak to a child. If you're jerking off while you're on a call with a child, isn't that illegal? I don't give a shit what the means are.
For sure.
Yeah, you should be able to. I think they're already beating up guys at supermarkets about this.
For sure, yeah. Making guys get in ball pits.
Dude, every once in a while, though, the guys fight back. And in a weird way, I'm like, all right, dude, defend yourself.
Oh, yeah. Get him. Yeah, don't let him talk to you like that. He's calling you a pedophile.
Dude, you take what you want.
I mean, look, you just, you know, look, obviously they're pieces of shit, they're pedophiles. But every once in a while, like, one of these fucking retards will just fight back. And you're like, all right, dude,
Let's go. Come on. Get one clean one.
I never want to watch somebody get beat up, like, on a one-sided anything. Sure. You want it to be a little bit of a back and forth.
Yeah, I like a good contest.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why Bully Beatdown was so good.
Yeah, well, Bully Beatdown was fake though. They weren't real bullies.
But they're still fighting.
They were just casted. There was a dweeb casted, and then also Bully Beatdown had an inherent weirdness to it, right? Where you're like, even if it was real, so this bully now is now going to fight an MMA fighter, which is pretty brave and badass. While this dweeb cheers him on like a chick. The whole thing.
There's a couple where the bully does pretty well.
Yeah. The one time the bully. He won all the money. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't lose. Like, he was a college wrestler. Like, yeah, he was like, actually a tough
bully
dude.
Out of fucking point, man. Sorry. Go back to your high school together. Go back to your high school with your rich bully.
But there's something about, like, having...
He's got the gadgets. He's got the boxing glove coming out of his jacket.
Having another man fucking fight your fight for you is just some bitch-ass behavior. And stepping up and fighting an MMA guy... Like, even if you lose, it's
pretty
still,
badass.
Like, badass. You're like, this guy fucking rules. Like,
Mayhem Miller in general, I feel like, was off-putting. He's like the Rob Dyrdek of MMA.
I guess, I don't know if I met him. I did, like, podcasts with him, I believe, on, like, some sort of stream at one point. And he follows me on social media and likes my stuff, so I don't want to hate on him. I'm too much of a narcissist.
He's also a psychopath.
But he is a psychopath jerk-off. But he's also a jerk-off and a psychopath, and I think he beats his women. But that's okay. He was arrested for
Common
it.
Common ground.
He was arrested for it. So that's the one thing I like about him. Mayhem, interesting guy, like, you know, legend or whatever, but he's, I think, like, unhinged.
Yeah. I think he struggled with, like, substance abuse. He's been through it.
Yeah. But yeah, what a weird show. That was a weird show. We tried to pitch a show. Where it was called
Faggot Beat Them.
We beat up the kids who got bullied. We put them in the ring with another bully and we beat their faggot ass.
We have them fight a real MMA fight.
They just cry and found it. Faggot Beat Them rules. What was it called? Bitter Rivals. That's what it was called. And essentially, it was two guys that had a beef and they would come to the show. And they would train with different MMA teams, different MMA coaches, and then they would fight each other at the end of like a month or whatever. And I thought it was a great concept for a show. I'm surprised nobody ever did this show.
It is Street Beefs. It's kind of like Street Beefs.
Shannon, try to find Bitter Rivals trailer. I think it might. The trailer still might be on my YouTube. It's. I mean, this is like...
You got that far in
a decade ago.
Conceptualization process?
Yeah, we pulled a really... So the reason that nobody bought it was they were like, yeah, you need... Like, you need, like, the coaches to be people that are attached to. Those are the constants. And we just had, like, a dude who was, like, an MMA coach that I knew. So that was the problem. Like, we didn't really, it wasn't.
You need a big personality.
You needed it to be, host. Like, Boss Rutten on one team and Tito Ortiz on the other. And they're the coaches every week. And they make a gentleman's bet or whatever. And fucking they coach the guys or something like that. We just never went that far. But see if you can find that, Shannon. Bitter Rivals.
Matt Serra would have been perfect. I mean, who gives Serra a fuck now, awesome. But Matt Serra would have been
perfect. You see what Dark Side of the Ring is this week?
No.
Ludwig Borga.
I remember Ludwig Borga.
He was a competitive weightlifter, goes into boxing, goes into pro wrestling. After they've already hired him, they realize he has a Nazi tattoo. Whoops. That they make him cover up.
Turn it into a window.
Then fights Randy Couture in UFC, then becomes a senator in his home country. Then blows his brains out.
Pretty awesome.
Hey, wow. Man. Here we go.
Queens.
Is my son. So, also, we...
Matt and I grew up together. He literally lived two buildings over. We were neighbors. Matt is. He's just fun. He's just a fun guy.
Now, I've known James forever. I love the guy, you know? We grew up together, lived right down the block from each other.
You kind of stop remembering why you're friends. You just are. Like, I can't picture my life without the guy.
Mixed martial arts is taking two different styles, maybe three different styles combined.
By the way, they were just actors that were bartenders that stand up in New York, and they both actually had experience fighting.
Yeah.
That can overcome the strengths and flaws of the individual styles put together.
My sister's kind of the most important person in my life. Her name is Jenny.
The story was that Matt, the guy with the long hair and the beard, fucked his sister. Mm. So he's like, I'm going to fight you now. We're not friends anymore. And that was the whole thing. But it was shot pretty well.
We're fighting for my sister's love.
Ah, shit.
We were both kind of young, kind of raised her. Matt and Jenny, they were like brother and sister too.
He hot.
Last couple of months, I've been hearing things, and I asked Matt about him.
Stepbrother, I'm stuck in a bad MMA show.
Oh, we got it, Shannon. That was it. Yeah, we never sold it. That's what I used to try to sell TV shows.
Big sizzle reel guy.
Oh yeah, I had so many dumb fucking sizzle reels and dumb fucking things that I did.
Let's do the story of Gas Digital. Pretend that Karen does everything.
Yeah. Well, we did a great one for when we were in the apartment back in the day. It was called Studio Apartment, and it was about a podcast studio run out of Ralph's apartment. And the sizzle was fucking dope.
Yeah. And then everyone that almost bought it fucked Ralph.
No, we actually had a deal on the table. They were really interested because we had a real production company that was like trying to help us sell it. And then Legion of Skanks got a development deal with True TV. Like the lore of, like, you understand, like, we straight up were paid to develop a show by True TV to follow the Impractical Jokers. That was the whole fucking plan, except the show just started getting worse and worse the more we didn't know what we were doing. So it started off with me and Dave Attell. We wrote a show together, which was a great idea for a TV show. And it was, I don't remember the name of it, but it was essentially Cash Cab and a food truck. So it was me as a host in a food truck. People come up and then you're on this game show.
Okay.
Right. So that was the idea of it. And Attell was way into it. We had all these silly elements. And then we pitched that. They were like, yeah, we love this. They were like, why don't you include Legion of Skanks? We'll make you. And then the show just devolved into us going to prom with children. We were like, the pilot we were going to film was
just like Impractical Jokers.
Camping with a Boy Scout, was the episode we were going to film, an adult Boy Scout who was a big Legion of Skanks fan. And eventually they were just like, here, we're going to just not do this. And they paid us to do nothing.
Wow. So you were the reason Attell got out of television. Brutal.
He used to be Dave of television.
Zach only became a fan of his because he thought his name was Dave Nutella. That was a good joke.
Don't hit it.
I'm hitting it, dude. Yeah, one more.
Let him have it.
One more show, dude. One more show, and then this. Are you going to do a soundboard still, Zach?
Yeah, I think I am.
You are good. You can't.
I have a really silly idea for the soundboard.
What is it? You can't say it. You don't want to say it yet.
Well, because it's the morning zoo.
Can I have another coffee, please?
So I want to do the 90s radio show, but I was kind of thinking about having my co-host be the lady, the lady co-host, but just have all the lines pre-done.
Oh, Zach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, Zach.
Okay. That's you funny. Went there. Wow. Lewis's Hulu profile name, by the way, in his house. There's only one profile on his Hulu. It's real ass dude, no spaces.
Oh my God.
So he sat down with his television remote and typed out real ass dude.
It took me so long
for an account that only he's ever going to see.
Ah, shit.
This is by the way.
By the way. Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate it. Shannon, there's almost this is what is going. Why is this shit colored? Did you stir it? Can we stir it, please? Here, you know what?
I'll use grab that
spoon.
Pen.
Give me the spoon.
Oh, I accidentally got ice cream in my coffee.
No.
Oops.
Lewis is being a bad girl today.
Yeah, go ahead, bitch. You're such a crazy bitch.
One more show, boys.
Treat yourself, bitch.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Oh, shit. Let's do one more of these. Elderly woman with rare alien hand syndrome rushed to the hospital with terrifying symptoms. Let's see. What is this, Shannon?
It's E.T.
Okay. So it's so weird that you just said E.T., by the way, because the first word is E.T. in the article. E.T. phone 911, it says.
Nice.
E.T. falling and can't get up.
So this 77-year-old woman was just at home watching television, and then all of a sudden her left hand started moving on its own. She says, quote, as if it were possessed. Her left hand stroked her face and hair without her will. She was terrified. She attempted to control her hand, and it was unsuccessful. It lasted about 30 minutes, and then she went into the hospital.
Is there no video or anything of this?
Okay, so there isn't of that, but I did a little bit more research into this alien hand syndrome thing. It is a real thing. I don't know that this video is real, but I could show you a video of someone who claims to have it.
Let's see.
I think it hits me once or twice a day.
You jerk off.
Yeah, that would rule.
Thank you.
Okay. That would rule. If I had alien hand syndrome, just gave me a hand job, just lay back.
So this is like POV of somebody who says they have it.
Keep the volume on, Shannon. Why are we doing no volume?
Me. Yep, that's me. It's like... I never make my bed. Oh, this is torture. Oh, it's out of control. I'm having a really bad flare-up today, guys.
Unless he looks under the bed and there's a fucking stabbed hooker.
And unmade his bed, this is not real.
Yeah, his left hand. But this is, whether this is real or not, this is exactly what the disease or syndrome is.
Your hand's a cunt?
I would use my right hand to control the left hand and do everything with my feet.
You turn into how-to basic.
This part really makes me laugh.
That's not real.
The fact that your one hand hates the other is funny.
They're always biting each other.
Yeah. Like you have a piece of pizza and it just slaps it out of it.
There's the movie Idle Hands, right? Like that was.
Those are Evil Dead too.
Yeah, Devin Sawa, his hand was doing the killing. Right?
Come on. I like that every time he goes, why?
It's why is he walking around like thing?
Oh, fuck.
By the way, if his hand really hated him, it would just be punching him in the balls.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be up his ass.
Yeah. This cursed hand.
No.
He's trying to escape when Idle Hands, popped, that was Jessica Alba's like first big role.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, was she hot in that fucking movie, dude.
Devin Sawa.
Come on.
Peak of his.
No.
Dude, stop it. Shannon, can you not?
No,
stop it! No, he's yelling at
Don't
his
reprimand
hand.
It.
He's reprimanding. He's reprimanding.
He's putting his hand in shit. It's the only way he'll learn.
It's gonna cross it out.
N-I-G.
This is retarded.
We're shoving up my ass.
This is retarded.
This is so stupid. This is funnier than anything I've ever done.
If this was real, he would have taken that iron and ironed his dick and balls.
Signs. One more.
All right, we got it. We're good.
Yeah, show me you like beating up a fucking child or something. Yeah, I'll believe that. Funny.
There's an episode of Rick and Morty too where he gets the arm attached, right? It's like the dead guy's arm attached.
Yeah, that literally was just Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Oh man.
He's waving his fingers in his face.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna wrap this one. Huh? We're gonna wrap this one up. This has been fun. This has been an awesome show. Our second to last, Lewis and Zach. Our Friday show will be exclusive for subscribers.
Whoa.
So, you know, if you guys, I guess this won't be out on iTunes or anywhere else until after we do that show. But, you know, thank you guys for all the people that are watching on YouTube and not guys that are subscribed. This is the last show for them. This is the last show that will be a free public show.
Whoa.
Because of everyone else. So, guys, thank you guys for the past 11 years or so for watching and being a part of this. It's been a great journey. It's been a great time. I love fucking Zach. I love broadcasting with him.
Pause.
And and yeah, I mean, I think, I really just appreciate you guys being with us for as long as you guys have been with us. We have a small but healthy fan base that, you know, seems to really, really love the show. And we love you guys. Thank you guys very much. And we'll check you guys never.
Yeah, and sincerely, I really mean this. I love donuts and ice cream.
All right, goodbye.